Welcome to the Soul Purpose Podcast. I'm Christelle Arcucci. The focus of this podcast is to support you to reclaim power, embody soul purpose, and create a life and business you love. Today's episode is focused on your breath. Your breath is the most powerful healing awakening tool that you have with you at all times, and that you are using to only a fraction of its capacity. So what does this have to do with reclaiming power and embodying soul purpose? Well, in order to reclaim power, first, we need to move from feeling stressed out, overwhelmed, and sabotaging our success to moving into a neutral place. Then from there, we can reclaim power. So really the first thing we have to do is to de-stress our system in order to reclaim power and take action in living our purpose in our life. So our breath is this tool that's always available that we can only live a few minutes without, that we're only using to a fraction of its capacity. And so how do you move from breathing unconsciously, minimally, shallow breathing, which actually perpetuates keeping you in the stress cycle, to more consciously breathing? Well, you start with a practice. My invitation for you today is called a one breath meditation. The beauty of this practice is it's only one breath. And you can do it anywhere. A secret to creating anchor practices in your life is anchoring them to an activity that you are already doing. So with this one breath meditation, you can choose to anchor this to anytime you hear a text message come in, anytime the phone rings, anytime your child calls your name. That one's a more advanced practice, but if you're feeling really stressed because you are sheltering in place at home with small children, that might be the best place for you to start, because if you can do that, it will change everything. But anchor the practice to an activity you're already doing, walking through a doorway, taking a drink of water. It can be something neutral, but it needs to be before I do X. I'm going to do a one breath meditation. Here's the thing. Don't make it more complicated. Don't say I'm going to start meditating for an hour a day. If you struggle with stress and anxiety, trying to make yourself meditate for 1 hour a day and you've never successfully done a practice of meditation consistently, that is a fast track to creating more stress and not being successful in a meditation practice. One breath meditation, literally one breath. Here's the thing you should know, is that even that at the beginning may be challenging, to be fully focused in one full breath. One full inhale, one full exhale. And the beauty of it is, if your mind wanders halfway through the inhale, you can just try again. You can be like, okay, my mind wandered. Let's begin again. Slow and deep inhale. I'm focused on my breath. Slow and complete exhale. Oh, my mind wandered. I didn't even make it through one breath. Here's the thing. Do not beat yourself up. If you have a habit of buying into the inner critic that you're a failure, then here's the thing to focus on is practice, practice, practice. You can hear the inner critic and be like, thank you for your input, and you're going to try again. Do not let your inner critic bash your head in. This is the way I think about it. If the inner critic, so for example, say that you're in your home and you open the door, and as soon as you open the door, a stranger that you've never seen before starts screaming in your face about how you are such a loser and you're always going to fail and you're never going to be able to meditate and you're always stressed out and you're a terrible person. Would you invite them in for tea? No, most likely you would close the door and you would be like, wow, that was a crazy person. So that's what I want you to think about when it comes to the inner critic, is you just close the door and you begin again. Close the door on the inner critic and you start again, breathing deeply. So, for example, I am learning, or relearning actually, to play piano. And I can see the moment when I am reading the notes and playing the keys when my mind wanders off, because I inevitably mess up the song. And I try to play it through three times. And guess what? I rarely do it well. I almost always mess up. But I don't start screaming at myself about how I'm such a loser and I'm always going to be a failure when it comes to piano. I just go, okay, my mind wandered. Let's try again. Let's try to stay more focused. Let's focus on my breath. So that is your key with the one breath meditation. Anchor the one breath meditation into an activity that you always do. Like for me, one breath meditation anytime before I am going to get on a social media platform or check my email. I breathe first and I check in. And because I am sheltering in place alone, often I am checking social media or checking email because I'm lonely and I want connection. So I breathe and get present with myself, and then guess what? I'm less lonely. So that is your practice for today, one breath meditation. And if you already have a seated meditation practice, I encourage you to still work with the one breath meditation. And it can be, you know, if one breath is easy for you, then work on 5 breaths or 10 breaths or 1 minute. But if you've always struggled with not having a consistent meditation practice, or you're feeling extremely stressed with what's happening in the world right now, I really encourage you to only work with one breath at a time, because success begets more success. When you feel successful, you're going to feel accomplished and you're going to feel like, okay, I can do this one breath at a time. And then it's going to happen more often because you know that you feel good. And when we de-stress our system, then we're going to reclaim our power. We're going to speak up. We're going to connect. We're going to share our truth. We're going to be part of the change that needs to happen in the world right now. So your contemplation between now and the next episode is about soul purpose and how a one breath meditation can support you in embodying your soul purpose more deeply. The next episode, we are going to talk about how to embody soul purpose. But in the meantime, I want you to think about, journal about, contemplate what that means to you and how your one breath meditation can support you to embody soul purpose. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Christelle Arcucci. You are listening to the Soul Purpose Podcast. And for all the episodes and other resources, you can visit the website soulpurposepodcast.com. And in the meantime, you can reclaim power, embody soul purpose, and create a life and business you love. I love you. I believe in you. I look forward to seeing you soon.